We are learning Maseches Adarim Samach Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting from the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Boi Rabba, Kayim Lechi Umufu Lechi. The guy says something very funny over here. He says, I want to be Mekayim for you, and be Mefer for you. And he adds on, V'loisechala Kama Elim Kenchala Afaro, Mahu. And he says, Atanai, and I don't want the Kama to be Chal unless the Afaro is Chal. What's the Halacha? So, this is a very funny case. We have no idea why a guy would do this, but what the guy said was, I want to mekayim it for you, be mofer for you, and I want the hafara to be chal for sure. The kama can't be chal unless the hafara is chal. So the Ram points out, the lefi rabba, that's pashit, in the shayla is, the hakama is definitely not chal. The kama can't be chal, because we're saying, if the hafara is chal, hakama is not chal. So that's for sure, hakama is not chal. And really, what Rav's shayla is the hafara chal. So what's the shayla? So the Ran explains, it's a long Ran, and the Ran explains like this. If you would say, that the hakama should not be chal unless hafara is chal. And if we'd say, so then nothing would be chal. So the question is, since here he said, Kayim Lechi Umufa Lechi, in that order, so maybe he meant to say, Kayim Lechi Umufa Lechi, I'm only letting the Afar be Chal of the Akamas Chal, and Loisech Lakom Al Kechal Afar. That's the question. When I say Kayim Lechi Umufa Lechi, is that Badafka? That's really Rabbi Shaila. Because if it's Badafka, so it means he's saying both. I want the Akamas to be Chal for sure, and I want the Afar to be Chal for sure. Or, Kayim, what? Nothing's Chal. Then nothing's Chal. Or he means to say kayim lechi umufa lechi at one time, and it's impossible to say at one time. So you can't say two words at one time. So you're saying it at one time. You have to say something first. You're saying kayim lechi first, and then he speaks out. But I want them both bichal. If only one of them bichal, I want to be afar. That's really the two stadim. That's the two stadim that comes out from the Ran. Those are the two stadim.
On the first,
it doesn't. If at the end of the day nothing happened with Blavish Tika, yeah. At the end of the day nothing will happen with Blavish Tika. Yeah.
Far now,
what?
Yeah,
nothing was chal. Then nothing was chal. So that's really the question. That's the Gemara Shaila, really. When you say Kayim Lechi Mufa Lechi, is that Badafka or not? So Toshima, the Marvis arrived from a famous Machlaika stuff. Samuk Tesla Beis on top. Toshima, and Plukta, the Rameyev Rabbi Yasi. We can bring a ride from the Machlaika Rameyev Rabbi Yasi. It's now in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Temura. If someone says, Harezu Temuras Oila, Temura Shlomim, Harezu Temuras Oila. The halacha is, if you have a behema and there's a oila sitting next to it, and you make a temura. Actually, it could be a lav, but it's still chal. And you say, Harezu Temuras Oila, Temura Shlomim. There was a shlomim sitting in front of you, or oila sitting in front of you, and you said, this behema here is a Temuras Oila and Temura Shlomim. What's the halacha? Harezu Temuras Oila, Divrei Amei. Amei says, it's a Temuras Oila. We'll explain this machlaikas before we go to the riot. If he says, I meant to make it both, a tumuras oil and tumuras lamim, since he can't say oil and shlam at the same time, devarav kayam, it's kayam and it's chal on this behema, it's a tumuras oil and tumuras lamim. What you do is you wait till it gets a mum, and then you take the money and you split half of it for oil, half of it for shlam. And the Gemara in Tumura says, that this, it limits the machlokes like this. If you say, in a case where you say, Harezu Temuras Oila and Ve'achkach Temuras Shlomim, that's Poshet, that it's a Temuras Oila Kuli Alma. And if you say, that I want Temuras Oila and Temuras Shlomim, both of them to be Chal together, you say, Lo Yisoychul Zu Elokim Chalsa Zu, then they're both Kaddish the Kuli Alma. It's not a machlokes. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is when you say exactly these words, Temuras Oila, Temuras Shlomim. Ramea says, since you could have said this should be Temuras Oila Vishlamim, and he said Temuras Oila, Temuras Shlamim, two separate things, it's Ki'ilu is saying, I want it to be Chal this, and afterwards this. Tfais Lashon Rishon, that's Temuras Oila, that's Ramea Shita. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, that it could be you're trying to say that it should be both, Temuras Oila, Temuras Shlamim. He thought he had to say the word Temura on every one, but he wants it to be both. And therefore you ask him, if he says he meant to say Oila Vishlamim, so Allah is, then they're both Chal. So that's the machlekes. What's the machlekes? You see, the machlekes Rameh Rav Yossi is where you might see two things from your mouth, and if it's possible one to be chal after the other one, or chal together, or chal both of them together. And Rameh Rav Yossi holds that since you can't say two words at one time, it's ki'ilu I said it at once. Therefore, our Gemara says that that's pashut, that lefi Rav Yosi, who holds that when you say these two things, ki'ilu said it at one time. So by our case here, we say kayim lechi umufa lechi. You really mean to say it together. And then when you say, lo seichel hakoma elam ken chala hafara, so therefore, the hafara is chal, because I want to say it at one time, and then I made it tonight afterwards by saying that my ikar thing is the hafara, so the locha is hafara is chal. And the Gemara says that, you know what I'm going to tell you? Even if you're a mayor over here, he will agree. Even Rav Meir, who usually says, tvois loshen rishon, here he will agree, because he says, the Gemara says, since here the guy says, lo toichel hakama elam kein chala hafara, you see, by him the ikar thing is the hafara. He didn't speak out, lo seichel hafara lekein toichel hakama. So here, our karchach, he'll agree also that I'm trying to say both at one time. Let's read it inside. So the Gemara brings this tashma, and the Gemara says, lo chayra, it's a raya from Rabbi Yossi who holds that it's ki'il I said at one time. Vafilu Rav Meir lo kama lo amo. Could Philip may like Amar that it's twice the rishon. The like Amar like Teichelzu Elokim Chalazu. I will hocha, but here that he said the Amar like Teichel Akama Elokim Chalafara. Rameir Nami Moida the Hafara Chala. Rameir is also Moida that the Hafara is Chal. Rameir also is Moida that Hafara is Chal. Here, why? Because over here he spoke out that like Teichel Akama, like he didn't speak out the other way. So here, even Rameir agreed that when I say those words, I mean to say it at one time, which I can't say it at one time. So therefore, there even Rameh will agree that you don't say Tvayz HaShavishon, you say he's trying to say it at one time. And then after he gives a Tanai, that Lo Seichel HaKama Elam Kein Teichel HaFara, and therefore HaFara is Chal. So our Gemara is coming out, Kuliyama means, when I say Kuliyama, I mean Rameh Rav Yosi, that HaFara is Chal in such a case. So now up to the next Shaila by Rabba. The fourth one, Bayi Rabba, Kayim umufa lechi bevasachas. Mahu. If he speaks out, he wants it to happen at one time. Mahu, what's the halacha? Now, how did he speak out it should be at one time? The Ran has two pshatim. One pshat is, he said, Kayim umufa lechi. He didn't say we're vasachas. He says, Kayim umufa lechi. Since he says Kayim, since he doesn't say Kayim lechi, so if you don't say we're lechi, we don't know what you mean to say Kayim. So since the word, you need the word lechi, and he's putting it together on the words kayim and mufar, so you know it's vasachas. Kayim, mufar lechi, vasachas, now that's one pshat in the Ran, how we know it's vasachas. Pshat number two is, he spoke it out clearly. He said, kayim lechi, umufar lechi, vasachas. So the shaila is, when you say vasachas, what's the halacha? So the Ran explains that the suffix is, that vadai, it's yefsher for both of them to be chal, ka'achas. That's pashut. But the Ran says that maybe the Gemara's clear is, maybe one of them is chal without the other one, and we don't know which one. Maybe when you say two things at one time, they're both serious to each other, both cannot be chal. But maybe one of them can be chal. And since we don't know which one could be chal, we'll go to Chumra and say that it is akama. That's the Bi'ah Shail according to the Ran. The Ran says like this, that I'll read it inside a little bit. V'nir b'ayin ha'ok m'safko, v'adi yesh ha'shtayim lochol kachas, mi'un hidi ichad menau kodim, iduch lo'ichal ha'klal, ho'chol v'as achas, l'gabi kol chad menau amrinon, the kodim chayal, l'gabi each one would say, maybe that one was first. V'ikul b'ayim na'ami, d'ma achav lo'i kodim, v'kivin shi yesh ha'shtayim lochol kachas, m'safkin an dilma ha'kom ha'chayal, v'asu lo'i motzi mefer. And the way that first seen, all is learned in the Ran, it means is you go to Chumra and say that Akama is Chal. You would say that Akama is Chal. Akaponim, either way, the Gemara Shail is that what happened to do with Vasachas? Gemara answers a famous claw from Rabba. Toshma, Doma Rabba, Kodova She'inoi B'Zachazah, anything that's not B'Zachazah, it'll be a little shver to say it's a Bayi Rabba, because Rabba is the one who says it's Klal, so it could be it's Bayi Rabba, here was Rabba Shail. Toshma Doma Rabba, Kodova She'inoi B'Zachazah, Afilu B'Vas Achas Einoi. Anything that cannot be done one after another, for example, Akama can't be done after Afara, Afara can't be done after Akama, so even Vasachas is also not Chal. That's what's Rabba talking about? Rabba talking about a case where someone's Mekadesh two sisters at one time. The halacha is, if you Mekadesh one sister, and after you Mekadesh another sister, it's a chorus in the Torah, and it's not Chal, the Kedusha. It's not Chal. So what happens if I do it together? It's also not Chal. That's what Rabba says. So here he's saying the same thing. Since if you do a comma after afar or afar comes achal, therefore vas achas also nothing is chal, but vas achas enoi, it's not chal at one time.